This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
I still love that music. Something about it, man, gets me all fired up. So on Thursdays, yours truly, that's me, Lee Elsie. I fill in for the one and only Wayne Allyn Root for the first hour of the broadcast. It's sort of the beginning of the weekend, right? Thursday nights are always a party night, and I'm a party guy. Really not. I'm about as far away from party guy as you can be. Anyway, my name is, in fact, Lee Elsie. You can reach out to me if you'd like, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. Our number, we'll take some phone calls after the first break if you'd like to call in, 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK for those of you who like to spell things out. And here we go. I'm sure if you're a listener of talk radio, for the most part today, you've been listening to everybody break down the debate from last night. And there's another one coming in just 3 hours. 3 hours from right now, you can be in front of your television. Turn it all the way up, and you've got popcorn in one hand, and I don't know, maybe a Schlitz malt liquor in another. I don't know what you drink. But you're watching the action happen in front of you. It's mind-boggling. And I have to say, after watching last night's event, and I did watch it. I watched it pretty much from beginning to end, although it got a little bit tough to stomach at certain points, and I'll get into that in just a second. I mean, I guess the Democrat Party now, in essence, is the party that is going to give away the store, right? We're now looking at the brand new Socialist Party, right? Because they're basically giving it all away. Every step of the way, they want to give up something, whether it's a complete giveaway for education, as you'll hear tonight from Burn Baby Burn, who wants to turn around trillion, my mistake, trillion with a T, dollars, wants to write that off and have Uncle Sam pay all of your student loan bills. Of course, we're talking about free health care for all, and the list goes on and on. But as I was looking and watching and taking a few notes from last night's debate, I figured I'd share what I kind of wrote down for every one of the candidates. Cory Booker, that's Senator Cory Booker, sorry, sir, of New Jersey, came across for me like the angry man. Just a guy in a fit of rage. His eyes, it almost didn't seem like, if you really take a quick look at him, it almost looked like his eyebrows were drawn on, like in that angry mode, like angry dad kind of mode. That's the way I kind of felt when I was watching him last night. Everything had this sort of anger sass to it. So, Cory Booker and former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, who apparently now is the new poster boy for Hispanic America, they wanted to see who could outdo each other in Spanish, right? And I swear to you, I was playing with the dog while I was watching the one segment when they traded back and forth in Spanish, and Beto O'Rourke tried to throw it in there as well. And I kept saying to him, I said, did I hit the sap button by accident? Did I hit the sap button on my TV? And I thought to myself, you know, I'm a little bit aggravated by this. I mean, I still live in America, correct? I still live in the greatest country in the world, and I understand pandering. You pander when you're a politician, pander here, pander there, and that's pretty much what they were doing, pandering to that base of illegal immigrants. But I don't know. I grew up, again, my mom could speak fluent Italian. My grandmother spoke broken English. But around the house, they were proud to try to speak American. It was all about English. Now it's completely different. It's the exact opposite. I don't need it. Listen, it's not a bad thing, but I don't know if I want you to throw it in my face constantly. I don't think I need an interpreter to watch a presidential debate in my own country. But that's just me. Mayor Bill de Blasio, I would have to think, and I got a lot of folks who are listening over in Long Island on the great stations over in Long Island on the USA Radio Network. And, man, I know he's not your mayor, per se. I mean, you don't have to deal with him necessarily. I mean, he's New York's mayor. He's the mayor of the biggest city in the country. He's just an embarrassment. I mean, to be honest with you, I got to be honest. He's an embarrassment in general. I thought last night he did better than I thought he would. So I shouldn't necessarily say that he was a complete joke last night. But I can't see a man who, when he goes to speak, like he spoke in South Carolina and 16 people showed up. 16! Think about that for a second. 16 people. I mean, honest to God, I think I said this on my own morning show. I went to school, exactly, it's like a Met game. I went to school in South Carolina, right, for a year. I went to Clemson University. I think if I email some of my old buddies, I can get, me, who haven't been there in 25 years, I probably could get more than 16 people to come listen to me speak. He couldn't get 16. It's incredible. So, you know, Bill, although I think he did better than I anticipated last night, still, it's an embarrassment. I don't see him in the race for too long. John Delaney of Maryland, made no difference, made nothing for me. Tulsi Gabbard. Now, the internet fell in love with her. I get it. She's young, attractive, right? A war veteran. Everything about her, until it actually gets to the politic part, or most of the politic part, is phenomenal. And I honestly think that right now, if there's an early leader for vice presidential candidate, it would be her by a mile. I know it's early. I mean, tonight hasn't even happened yet, and we've got a million miles to go. But obviously, the people like her. The internet loved her yesterday. So I don't know. If you haven't seen the last of her. I think that is definitely a comer for the Democrat Party. Jay Inslee of Washington. He looked. He's the governor. He looked kind of small time to me. He looked like, you know what, I have family that lives in Washington State, right? I have my aunt and my cousins, my love my cousins to death, and my uncle, I love them to death. But they all kind of have that same look. It's very military, I don't know how to explain it, but I think if you're from out there, you know what I'm talking about. But they have that look. I can't see him lasting too long. Amy Klobuchar, almost like your mom with an attitude, not really my favorite candidate. Go to Beto O'Rourke. Now, everyone, can you remember like 2 months ago when this guy was absolutely 100% the toast of the town? He was on all the magazines. JFK Part 2. He's on all the talk shows. And then somewhere along the line, it just went right into the tank, right into the toilet. And last night, I think, is the perfect example, perfect reason to look and see why. He just doesn't really have that it factor. They thought he did, but I think last night you see that he really doesn't. And in fact, when they all kind of teamed up on him, I almost started feeling bad for him a little bit. Like, I thought he might start to cry a little bit, maybe even weep on the old national television Democrat Party debate stage. But again, we'll see. I don't think, again, these, by the way, these debates, you don't win or lose a debate, or win or lose or a presidential election in the first debate a year and a half from the actual election. You can lose one. You certainly can lose one. I don't think he lost one last night. He came not close, but, I mean, he's dangling above oblivion, right? So he's got to do something pretty special, I think, to keep his candidacy alive. Although, you know, he's got a lot of money in the bank. He's got a lot of money to back him up. So he's that kind of candidate who, if he likes reading his name in the paper and the magazines and seeing his face on TV, can probably stay in and as long as he wants to. So we'll see about that. Tim Ryan last night, probably a zero as far as Ohio goes. Not much there. And then Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Now, I don't know if you're not supposed to do this, if you're not supposed to mention other talk show hosts, and I won't mention one, but I won't mention them by name. But without question, the tweet of the certainly the election so far came last night by another talking head, smart guy, young guy, when Cory Booker and Castro and Beto O'Rourke were going back and forth with their Spanish-speaking classes for all of us English-speaking Americans. There was a tweet that came out that said, I can't wait for Elizabeth Warren to start speaking Cherokee. I thought that was, it made me laugh out loud. I almost hit the floor. I said, that's really, really, really funny. So that's my sort of in jest, tongue-in-cheek look at last night's debate. In serious mode, it was pathetic to listen to them pander to America to try to see what they, you know, who can promise everybody more, who can give more away, who can penalize the wealthy and the successful more, which candidate will do that. That's sort of what I took away from that, and I have an idea that that's going to be the case tonight as well. And actually tonight, the candidates are actually more in line to give away more of your money. I mean, you know, you've got Bernie Sanders who wants to give away the store. You've got Kamala Harris, same idea, reparations, all that goes along with that. And Uncle Joe. You know, a good point about all this, something to watch tonight. You know, Joe Biden just needs to stay out of the fray. He needs to just not fight. If he just, you know, another political pundit said this to me, and he was right on the money. He said, if Joe Biden just answers every question by saying, look, the only thing I can say is we need to get America back in this direction, and I'm the only one on this stage that can beat Donald Trump. If he did that, he wouldn't have to even answer a question. And he's got such a big lead, he probably would weasel his way into the nomination. But we got a long way to go. And again, tonight is round two of the 10-person on-stage debate, and I, for one, I'll be watching because that's my job. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be here in less than an hour. He takes the first hour off, and I get a chance to do that. USA Radio Network will be back. Hang on.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible is what I call the triple crown of golden credibility. They've been in business for 35 years. They've done over $2 billion in transactions. That's credibility. And they charge among the lowest commissions in the industry, so you buy gold and silver at the best and lowest prices. Tangible wants you to become educated because they know an educated consumer will choose Tangible every time. And they want to prove to you once you experience the customer service of Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. So for a limited time, they're offering every single fan of Wayne Allen Root a free award-winning DVD and a free book by a New York Times best-selling author. You can get both free just for calling, no strings attached. And while you're on the phone, find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. Call now for your free book and award-winning DVD because Tangible loves educated customers. Call Tangible at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago, I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill, for his wisdom teeth, out of emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month at a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
Network and we're talking. My piece of paper that I read that from all the way across the room, and my old eyes are beginning to fail me. Although I should remember it because I said it about 5 million times. But if you'd like to call, normally when I fill in for Wayne, I have a guest or two, but I didn't get a chance to hammer away at anybody who I wanted to come on this week. So maybe we'll do that down the road for sure. We will definitely do that down the road for sure. We'll have a lot of guests in here. I like to talk to a whole bunch of different people, and I hope you guys enjoy that. But we wanted to open up the phones for tonight. It's a beautiful evening here on the East Coast. I have no idea what's going on out in, let's say, Vegas or out in California or some other places across the country where the USA Radio Network is coming in loud and clear. But wherever you might be, if you want to call in, like I said, we have plenty of time to take phone calls during the next 35 minutes. Wayne will, in fact, be back at the top of the hour, and he'll do his final 2 hours of his great show, and he'll be coming at you fast and furious up until, of course, the big debate. So he'll get out of the way just in time for the debate.
And here we go, rock and roll as far as the debate goes tonight. We'll be all watching it intently, I guess. I know it's too far. You know what it is? It's just, I probably am the one guy in, you know, the talk radio biz that I actually like. First of all, I like the length of time that these guys are sparring. I like the idea that we get down to the nitty-gritty on everybody, right? So you can't really hide anything if you're running for 18 months. And I personally, when they're done right, see, the debate done last night was a clown show. They need to change the format. They need to figure out a way, and I have the perfect way. I could give it to them, and you know, I've run debates here in the state of Connecticut, and they've been a huge success, if I must say so myself. If you carve out 2 hours of time, and that's basically what you had last night, if you just gave everybody a clock that when they spoke, it counted backwards. Let's say you gave everybody 10 minutes to speak. And they had 10 minutes. They could speak about anything they want. So they could be, I could be asked a general question of Elizabeth Warren, and she, it could be about immigration. And she might answer that for 2.5 minutes. Now she only has 7.5 minutes left to talk. And somebody else could jump in and talk for 6 minutes. Now they don't have 4 minutes. I think it's the best way to do it. What you got, like, what happened last night was completely unfair. Because Elizabeth Warren got all of the questions. She dominated the conversation. And the people on the ends are like, you know, they're the kids at the kiddie table, and nobody wants to talk to them. Nobody really wants to. You don't want to look at them, because when you look at them, you make eye contact, then they get to talk if you're one of the moderators. So I just think that there's better ways to do that. And if they use their smarts, they would probably be able to come up with a better plan than the one that they have. But I'm sure the same thing will be in place tonight, so you have to deal with that. A couple things I ran across here in the last couple of days. $13.8 million for wild horses and burrow management. There's a book out. I actually interviewed the guy about a week ago. It's interesting. It's called the 2019 Congressional Pig Book Summary. And if you get a chance to pick this up, it's probably worth the read. Now, I'm not plugging it, nor do I get any money for it. But they have a ton of like earmarks and wasteful spending, things that kind of go, but make you go a little crazy when you're reading it. Like I said, they have $13.8 million for wild horses and burrow management. That's my tax dollars that are going to that. $12 million for an aquatic plant control program. I mean, I don't mind so much if there are things in the long run that's going to work out, but $863,000 for a brown tree snake eradication program? Really? We got to spend $1 million to kill the brown snakes in the trees? And that's my money? Again, a lot of waste. We could talk about that down the road for sure. This is 28 minutes after the hour. We'll come back. Bottom of the hour, we'll sweep through. Once again, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK, my email, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. Love to talk to you. Love to hear from you. Give me a call. Give me an email. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump believes the Supreme Court's decision to not add a citizenship question to the 2020 census is totally ridiculous. In a tweet today, the president said he also asked his lawyers if they can delay the census no matter how long, until the Supreme Court is given additional information from which they can make their final and decisive decision on this very critical matter. The High Court ruled this morning that the administration's explanation for the question was insufficient. The House is passing a $4.6 billion border funding package that was previously passed by the Senate, to which Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says it's about time.
Got behind the administration on this. They've been talking for 2 months about this humanitarian crisis. It should not have been this hard to do this.
Two more defendants are pleading guilty in the nationwide college admissions cheating scandal. That brings the total of people that have pled guilty up to 22. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You
could speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm the capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15 cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, thank you, Wayne. It's Lee Elsie in for the first hour on Thursdays on the USA Radio Network. One more time, I'll give you the number. You want to call in 833-927-8255. I'm not sure how much Wayne talked about the that photo that was circulating yesterday, a horrible photo about the you know, the dad and the young child, and they drowned. And you know, they made this huge theatrical move out of it, right? So everybody started to come out of the woodwork and have something to say about this in a lot of different places. They blamed Trump for this. And I almost, if I had hair, I'd be pulling it out. I don't understand that. Now, for the longest time, the folks who were anti-Trump and pro-open borders and anti-wall, we're talking about a manufactured controversy. Remember that? Remember Donald Trump, if you remember, wanted to put together and throw out a plan that was going to stop the illegals from coming across the border, whether it was through a military action down on the border, not shooting at people, but just getting as many bodies on the border to keep people from coming in, because there was waves and waves of people coming across the border. And I've been talking to you about this the limited amount of time that I get a chance to come on here, where there are hundreds of thousands of people, 100+ thousand people every month, hundreds of thousands of people in the course of the year so far alone, breaking records, over a million. And you get a picture like this that comes out, which is a terrible picture. Nothing about it is, I mean, there's nothing. Nothing you can say positive. Now, of course, nothing you can say positive. That's even stupid to say. It's just it's bad. It's ugly. It's depressing. It's sad. Nobody ever wants to see that. But to talk about now, all of a sudden, how that is a Trump fault. That's not a fault of Trump. It's exactly the opposite. It's a fault of a lack of a unified front against folks trying to come across the border illegally. So, proof positive that it's not a manufactured crisis. So, for the past few months, all of the Democrats who have been weighing in on this, talking about how it's fake news, they're all wrong. And they knew they were wrong, and they're all liars. Now they're taking this photo of this poor family now, which is destroyed. They're taking the photo and they're trying to use it now in a different way. It's the hypocrisy. It's unbelievable that politicians would sink to this level to actually use that picture for political gain. So shame on them for that. I guess that's the point of what I'm trying to say here in this opening segment at the bottom of the hour. Shame on them, because they are trying to use that photo for political gain. Instead of just seeing it for what it is, we've got a serious issue in some of these places, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. If they said one thing right last night on the stage, there needs to be something done within those countries. That is definitely, they're actually right about that. We need to do something positive and try to fix whatever it is, however we've got to do it. First of all, it'll be cheaper. And secondly, it'll benefit the folks that live in those countries, instead of trying to make this thousands of mile journey to the border of the United States to scream asylum, maybe we assist in some capacity helping them where they are. I don't know what that capacity is. I hate throwing bad, you know, money away. I hate throwing good money after bad. So there has to be some kind of a real plan. And, you know, maybe that's something that the Trump administration can actually start to work on, where, you know, we figure out a way to improve the lot in life and the people who live in those countries. I don't know. I don't have the answer for that as to how. But a picture that you see like that on the evening news or up on the internet that circulates and goes viral, and then you've got a bunch of political hacks trying to turn it into a political game for themselves, they should be ashamed. Now, a couple other things. Now, immigration and custom and enforcement officials in the Pacific Northwest, I don't know if you've seen this, it didn't get a lot of play, are taking the unusual step of criticizing Washington State's new sanctuary state law and giving detailed examples of danger they believe that it presents to the public. You may not have even heard this, but the office recently issued a press release where they listed 7 cases in which ICE requested detainers on criminal illegal aliens. This is in Washington State, being held in local jails, and those requests were ignored. It ended up with tragic consequences. So you don't see these on the national nightly news. You see, you know, a dead father and child face down. That you'll see over and over again, but you won't see some of the cases that I'm about to read to you. According to ICE, Rosalia Ramos was arrested last January for murder and dismembering his victim. It happened just months after Ramos was released from Washington jail despite ICE's request for an immigration detainer and notification of his pending release, neither of which was honored. So this guy, and I guess it's Ramos, sorry, this guy is a bad guy, and he was about to get out of prison, and he should have been picked up immediately by ICE, but they didn't honor that, and he went out and killed somebody, cut them all up, put them in pieces. That is so criminal. And to me, the folks who are behind these sanctuary city laws should be completely, they're culpable, they're responsible for that murder, to me. In another case, Mexican national Martin Gallo Gallardo, who was in Clackamas County, Oregon jail, again, a state jail officials ignored ICE's request for an immigration detainer and notification of his release. Gallardo was released within 2 months. He was rearrested. This time he allegedly murdered his wife. There was another guy who assaulted a woman in a wheelchair, raped her twice, assaulted her. They put him in jail. They let him out. Didn't tell ICE. He went back, did the same thing to a poor woman again. Same woman in the same wheelchair. That to me is insanity. Whoever is thinking that is okay to not notify ICE in these situations, I think they have to be held responsible for what happens, period. I don't see any other way around it. It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't. Now, in addition to that, U.S. Immigration Custom Enforcement have placed 5,200 immigrants who are infected with mumps, chickenpox, measles, other infectious diseases into quarantine in 39 immigrant detention centers nationwide. The number of quarantine detainees has jumped dramatically from early this year. ICE Health Service officials say on March 7th, there were 2,287 detainees in quarantine for the exposure to contagious diseases. So, come on. They're coming across the border. They're sick. They're infectious. It's insane. Anyway, you guys want to call in? We'll take a few calls. 833-927-8255. We'll give you a chance to call and get up and on the air. Won't cut you off. Mike in Connecticut, you're up, sir.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, sir.
You got it.
From the Constitution State.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. But I was watching a debate last night and then a few comments, but one of the things that I'm not sure if everybody out in this country understands, where's the UN? Where's the UN's role in this immigration crisis and all these horrid conditions in these other countries that they're fleeing?
That's a great point. I don't know.
The headquarters for the Caribbean in South America is in Santiago, Chile. Why are not they having their feet held to the fire? Right?
Yeah.
We all pay into it. We all
Absolutely.
Support the UN, or most of the countries do, I should say. That should be the focal point. And what I'm tired of hearing about, Trump has created or fabricated this, because the media has been let off the hook. when he said it was a crisis several weeks, actually a couple months ago,
yep.
and they downplayed it and they tiptoed around it and they were mocking him, this country needs to wake up.
You know,
it
Mike,
was a crisis.
It's been a crisis, too. Not just since Trump has said it. It's been a crisis for longer than that.
Exactly. I wrote to my legislators probably 12 to 15 years ago. I got a letter back, and they had visited the border. And the same man said, we need comprehensive immigration reform. We need to enforce the certain laws. The fact is, none of them have. None of them have. Like them, dislike them, hate them, like them, or whatever, love them. He's the only one that has brought this to the forefront and is trying to correct it.
Right.
He's forcing their hands. And there should have been some other questions about when they're abolishing, to abolish ICE, some of the people last night debating.
Right.
The question should have been outright, and they won't do this, do you support open borders? And watch them tiptoe around that.
Oh, absolutely.
But going back to the thing is, oh, yeah, that's how it should be. They're not doing enough follow-up questions to pin them down. Just like Mr. Sanders tonight, Senator Sanders, he needs to be pinned down on this education thing. But
oh, absolutely. US- Mike, I don't mean to cut you off, but I got to run. The music is playing. I'm real sorry. I wish we could talk a little bit more, but I'm out of time. And just one final thought when it comes to this immigration crisis at the border. They make it sound as if, you know, we're all heartless. That's not the case at all. It's not anti-immigrant. It's just we don't have the capability to sustain all of these people all at once. It's just an impossibility. Mike, thanks for the call. We'll be back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Here are the three most important letters you'll ever need to know. Memorize them. VRA, VRA, VRA. And here's another three. KIP, KIP, KIP. KIP, KIP, KIP. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years. He's like a brother to me. I've witnessed his remarkable success in picking stock winners. I give Kip the most highest endorsement and recommendation. Kip spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street. Kip founded VRA in 2003 and has beat Wall Street for 15 out of those 16 years. And he didn't just beat Wall Street by a little bit. He beat Wall Street like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free two-week membership to VRA. Go there now. Your risk is zero. Go to VRAinsider.com and get your free two-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you're sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now!
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, I think we are back for the final segment. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. And again, he'll be back in literally like 13 minutes or so. And I just to sort of throw this out there, a little red meat for Wayne, and I won't talk about it too much, but the whole idea that the question on the census, they can't ask, or at least as of right now, they said, no, you can't ask the question about citizenship on the census, which is insane to me. What world do we live in where, in a census, where we count the people that are here, that are supposed to be here, that are legally here? You can't ask that question. We have come in so far, we've gone so far down the rabbit hole when it comes to political correctness. We are lost. We are completely lost. The idea that you can't ask that question or somehow that's frowned upon, it is really, really crazy. So I'll let Wayne handle that one. I'm sure he's going to want to hammer that for sure. I saw this, which I thought was interesting. Those of you out there who are either car dealers or looking to buy a car, I don't know if you've heard about this one, but a rural Alabama car dealership. Are you ready for this now, boys and gals? They're giving away a Bible, a 12-gauge shotgun, and an American flag when you purchase a new or used vehicle as part of the 4th of July sales promotion. Does it get any better than that? You get a shotgun, a flag, a truck, and a Bible. That's a great promotion. What can I tell you? It really is. I mean, I've read this story like three different times. Every time I read it, I get a chuckle out of it because I think it's whoever thought of it's fabulous. I know people out there are going to be upset about that. I'm going to give away a gun. Probably in the world right now, more people are probably offended by the fact you're going to give away a Bible than a gun. People are so afraid of God. They're so scared that God is out there watching them because they're so sure that there's nothing else. They're so positive that this is it, right? All the agnostics are so positive that when your eyes close for the last time, it's darkness forever. That's really sad. I really hope that's not the case, but it's really sad to think that way, I think, and have no hope, no want, no desire, no passion for having there be something else, something bigger than them.
Speaking of something bigger, Megan, is it Rapinoe or Rapinoe? It's got to be Rapinoe, right? Megan Rapinoe says she's not going to the effing White House. She's not going to show up. The U.S. women's soccer team, I guess she's the co-captain. But we're all, she got the purple hair, right? I've now boycotted the soccer because of her. And she's originally she took a knee during the national anthem. Then she said she wouldn't put her hand over her heart. And actually, Trump tweeted out a brilliant tweet the other day having to do with this when she was talking about, I'm not going to the blank in White House and blah, blah, blah. He said, maybe you should think about winning it first before you decide whether or not you're going to be coming to the White House on invitation or not. So that to me is just disrespectful. Right, you're playing in front of the world. You're playing for this country. It's not like you're playing in an Italian soccer league or a European soccer league where you're making big bucks and you want to try to set some kind of a precedent or make a statement and take a knee during that. I mean, that's very, to me, that's very, very, very different than you taking a knee when you're wearing USA on your shirt. I mean, that to me, you can't do it. And the fact that she is doing it, I won't watch. Not that I'm not a big women's soccer fan anyway. I probably couldn't name two people who have ever played, and I'm sorry, that's just the way it is. I mean, I think I can name Mia Hamm. She's married to Nomar Gossipierre. I think that's it. I would have nobody else except for this woman, though. But, I mean, shame on me for that, but I was going to root hard for them. I want the USA to do great whenever they're doing anything, and this brings me now. A recent report by the Department of Housing and Urban Development found the city of San Diego and the surrounding county had the fourth highest population of homeless people in the country. Now, there are reports now that they're actually dumping buckets of money into trying to rectify this. But here's the thing. This may be too far gone. Like, I don't know. I think I have answers for, like, a lot of different things. I feel like I could come up with a real comprehensive immigration plan. I think if I got together with some smart doctors, I can come up with a health care plan. I really feel as though I can come up with plans for a lot of different things. I'm really not sure what you do to humanely remove people from these streets that you have let them basically swarm and overwhelm these streets in California, in San Diego, and San Francisco. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I don't know what you can't arrest them and put them in prison. I don't know what you do. I think they're so far gone. It's out of control. But the San Diego mayor, he signed off last week on an $11 million contract to fund these bridge shelters underneath bridges, tents, etc. I don't know. It's not a good thing, and they got it out of control out in California. So if you're living out in California, I'm feeling for you, man, because San Francisco, San Diego, L.A., just homeless people roaming rampant. And we talked about this before, we don't need to get into it, but doing everything and anything that they possibly want or can do under the sun right in front of everybody, and it's ugly. All right, listen, it's a blast. Coming in here on Thursdays, hanging out with Chris, pushing all the buttons for me. I can't thank him enough. Wayne is up next after the top of the hour. You guys have a fantastic week. I think I'm with you guys next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I'll be in here for the entire show next Wednesday. So I'll catch you guys then. You guys have a great night. Keep listening to the USA Radio Network.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.